W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the House passed a bill to raise the nation's debt ceiling. After the vote, Speaker Kevin McCarthy addressed taxpaying Americans.
For those who are afraid that they're going to get audited because the president wants to have 87,000 new IRS agents, right now he has zero. We took every single dollar they were going to hire somebody this year away.
But not all Republicans were on board. Congressional reporter Zach Hudak.
We had 71 GOP members vote against it. And keep in mind, this is a bill that Kevin McCarthy, the Republican Speaker of the House, negotiated with President Biden. So for any bill that your party leadership has pushed through to have 71 members, frankly, about a third of the caucus, vote against the bill, that's a little bit frightening.
The bill now goes to the Senate. The deadline to get it passed is Monday. There may be some new legal problems for former President Trump regarding classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. CBS's Catherine Herridge tells us a special counsel investigating also obtained a recording of Trump talking about other documents he held on to after leaving the White House.
The former president's spokesman called the new reporting leaks from radical partisans behind his political persecution. The special counsel declined to comment, but there are indications that his investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents may be in its final stages.
That 70s Show actor Danny Masterson has been found guilty on two counts of rape. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Danny Masterson's conviction on two counts of rape is a really big win for the DAs here. They decided to retry the case after a previous jury hung, meaning deadlocked, on all three counts.
The jury failed to reach a verdict on sexual abuse allegations from a third woman. A national survey finds that nurses of color face high levels of discrimination.
The Robert Wood Foundation survey of nearly 1,000 nurses finds that not only do nurses experience racism more often from patients, but 88% of black nurses and 86% of Asian nurses report seeing racism from patients. Nurses working in nursing homes and hospitals report they have dealt with more discrimination than those working in a doctor's office. Now, Allison Keyes, CBS News.
According to a new study, the Earth is quite sick right now. The scientist group Earth Commission says the planet has pushed past 7 out of 8 scientifically established safety limits and into the danger zone. Not just, they say, for an overheating planet that's losing its natural areas, but for the well-being of all the people living on it. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, June 1st. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the conference room at the Highway Department in Wisconsin Rapids. The Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 9 a.m. at the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field. In Portage County, the Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4 p.m. at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in the multipurpose room or by remote connection. In Adams County, the Aging Advisory Board will meet from 1 to 2:30 at the Adams County Community Center. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center kicks off their Music on the Patio 2023 Summer Series on June 2nd. Come party on the patio with the Charlie and Howard Duo from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are just $10 and includes one free drink. Kids 12 and under are free. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 89, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
What did I say when I thought I got it?
I have no idea.
It's right for today.
Oh, it's
you know what, Jane? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
What do you think got me this job?
What do you think got me? Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Well, it sounds like there's going to be a boycott on Chick-fil-A, but not from the side that you probably would have thought it would come from.
Yeah, tell me more.
I have talked in the past that I did not grow up with Chick-fil-A. And by the time I was living in a place where Chick-fil-A was a thing, it was already I was very aware of their homophobia and being a conservative fast food chain restaurant. So because I had no, desire, because I didn't know what I was missing.
No skin in the game.
I wasn't giving anything up because I never had it in the first place. It's never been hard to, when I have fast food, to not go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But I would say, for the left, this has been, if you're going to take a stand somewhere, you're like, if we pay, vote with your dollars or whatever. You're like, I'm not going to eat Chick-fil-A. I'm going to eat at this other big corporation.
Church's chicken or whatever.
The thing that I love most about Chick-fil-A is the stories, true or not true, that if it ever is three sixes in a row in your receipt, they'll give you a penny back just so they don't print a receipt that says 666.
That bothers me more than what they used to do.
What did they used to do?
They don't give to those charities anymore.
Oh.
They stopped doing it back in like 2019.
Because they're woke?
They're so woke. I mean, how woke are they, Kristen?
Well, they're so woke that is the new target after Target of some of these anti-woke
crusaders.
Yeah.
And there's going to be nothing left.
They're organized. I will say that to be fair, the boycotts that have been happening with Bud Light and Target and now maybe Chick-fil-A financially has had a bigger hit than things that I feel like we've seen in the past. Like, I feel like when Nike first partnered with Kaepernick, there was initial, bump of kids, people were burning their Nikes. It's like, that's like $150 down the drain, dude.
Yep.
But over time now, you've looked at the stock prices for Bud Light and even the stock prices for Target. Like, and the thing that's crazy about the Target thing is like, they've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, so many of these corporations, like the corporate pride stuff has been a thing for a while.
Yeah, this
now.
This is not a new thing.
But the trans thing is for them.
The trans thing is new, and so, but Chick-fil-A is not promoting any, they've not done an influencer deal with a trans influencer or actor. They are not selling, you know.
What did they do?
Tuck hiding chicken or whatever. And all they did was attempt to hire or just hired a VP of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
That's the new devil. That's the new devil.
Yep. I challenge any one of those individuals who wants to boycott Chick-fil-A to spell equity, inclusion, or diversity.
Speaking of spelling, we are going to have a spelling bee later in the show.
See what
at 1:30. Yeah.
Just served it up.
Thank you. And I knocked it down.
The thing is Chick-fil-A has always been like, people were like, you don't understand how good it is. It was built up for so long. I didn't have Chick-fil-A. I've had Chick-fil-A once in 2016 on my way to Colorado. My friend wanted to get some. I'm like, all right, fine. I tried one of his chicken nuggets. I'm like, these are fine at best.
What's your favorite chicken nugget?
Oh, McDonald's.
They're so good. I don't know what's in them, but they're so good.
They actually used to be very not meat, and a lot of vegetarians actually gave themselves like leeway on it because McDonald's was like, all white meat, all white chicken meat. They're like, oh man, you took it away from us. It was like mostly soy. But yeah, I had a problem for a while. But point is, Chick-fil-A. I mean, I don't know, like whatever. Welcome to the left, Chick-fil-A. 666, the mark of the devil.
And it's just, I mean, how do you justify, it's like how everything is just a circle. Like if you get far enough to the left, you get to like authoritarianism. Yeah. And it's the people who, this all supposedly started because of cancel culture and the woke mob and going after people and you can't say what you want anymore and comedians being so, you know, like, oh, the freedom of speech and all this stuff. And now there is a contingent of people, a lot of whom are very online, who are the anti-woke mob that just glom on to whatever the du jour controversy is of someone going woke. And this is insane to me that basically it was this Twitter guy, I don't know who this is, Joey Manarino, tweeted out, we have a problem. Chick-fil-A just hired a VP of diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is bad. Very bad. I don't want to have to boycott. Are we going to have to boycott?
That says it right there. That says it right there. Boom. That statement says it right there. He doesn't know any better. So he has to look to other people to tell him what to do instead of just going, who cares? I'll move on. Maybe Joey, do you have a mortgage? Do you pay rent? Do you have taxes, kids, a job? You have to have something more important than this.
Boom! I know. And I mean, this comes at the tail end of the boycott of Bud Light after it had made a deal with Dylan Mulvaney. And then everything that's been going on with Target recently, as far as they've been pulling merchandise because these protesters are going into stores and confronting and being like violent or at least threatening to Target workers. North Face had a Pride ad, but like, are they just going to, what are they going to, I mean, everyone has Pride stuff. Like Pride stuff isn't even, Pride is tomorrow.
Yeah,
Pride has not actually started yet.
Yeah. The thing though is that it's not about Pride. It's about what Pride now, Pride's always included trans
people. It's always included trans people. People have been here.
But I understand that.
I know you have. I'm preaching to the choir.
But now that trans out of the letters, the T is the most focused upon, anything that has to do with it, all of a sudden it's a problem now. They didn't care. Yeah, they didn't care that on June 1st, everyone turned their logo, their corporate $1 million logo, into a Pride logo. But now, because all of a sudden, it's just like what this Joey guy says, are we going to have to? Do we have to? I don't want to, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, they don't know. They don't care. They're going with how they're told. And yes, the quote unquote woke mob themselves, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are the same way. They're like, oh, they said this? Okay, I don't like them anymore. They don't know any better. You know, but like, they're really showing their tookuses on this one. It's just like, they're like pinballs. They're like, oh, Target, Bud Light, Chick-fil-A, what's next? What's next? It doesn't matter.
Well, and as you say, Greg, it's
so angry.
Can't you think for yourself? Can't you make your own determination on whether or not you want to patronize this business for whatever reason? You need a group to side with you.
And honestly, like it kind of goes into what we were talking about with Mike Wagner too, is these individuals who have these opinions are surrounding themselves with individuals. So like, can you imagine if you said, well, I'm not going to boycott Chick-fil-A. All your friends who think about, like, have the opinion about Bud Light and Target, they're gonna be like, excuse me? What do you mean? You know what I mean? Like, you're invested in this now because you surrounded yourself in this echo chamber. And now you just have no choice but to follow along. Because if you don't, then where's your people? Where are your people? Where's your tribe? Where's the group of people who...
Mm-hmm. They will ostracize you.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And then where are you? Eating lovely Chick-fil-A food at a Target while drinking a Bud Light. That's what you'll be doing.
All alone.
Like, seriously, like three of just... Honestly, two. Can we just talk about, like Bud Light, Chick-fil-A, and Target?
I know.
I mean, we can do better, people.
And it's interesting because I think there, as we've talked about before, we talked about this last week. We talked about the beer war and all the Miller Lite stuff. It's like these are the companies want to make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reason that they did any of this stuff in the first place is to make money. I'm sure part of the reason Chick-fil-A stopped donating to some of those causes is because they realized there was a market that they were not tapping into because of their reputation. And so, like, ultimately, if this far right, apparently organized group of people continue to have this much of an outsized impact on these big brands, like, are we going to see them get, like, all these kinds of campaigns and, like, these big corporations just get bullied into just staying mainstream? And, like, for representation, it's going to be, like, niche brands and up-and-coming brands that's specifically, like, what their target market is. But, like, in the, you know, I think for many of us, the effort to, even if you roll your eyes at corporate pride, a lot of people, I would say, a lot of old elder gays who fought very hard, I've heard talk about, like, listen, the fact that we've gotten this far and this is where we're at, it might be annoying, but, like, this is incredible that this is, like, the biggest companies are even approaching this as a marketing campaign for them.
Yeah.
But, like, are they going to get bullied back into just, like, serve anything that if it's not white and it's not straight, we can't risk it? Is that where we're going?
I mean, who knows? I mean, that's the thing is you got to see. Because, like, right now, I mean, when did the Bud Light thing happen? This happened.
That happened, like, a month and a half, 2 months ago. But it's still, I mean, it's been going.
It's been going. But I want to see how long it takes to correct that. Because it's about the correction. How long will that correction where people are like, like I said.
Like, how much will be a blip on their five-year.
Exactly. Like,
earnings and stuff?
Yeah, like I said last week. Someone's going to be at a party, and they're going to be sitting there, and there's a beer. And the only beer they have is Bud Light, and they're going to go. Yeah, whatever. And then that's when they let go and they move on to something else. They move on to
Chick-fil-A.
Complain about Chick-fil-A.
Chicken sandwiches, people.
Yeah, I know. It's insanity to me. And I just want to see, like, Subaru, a very, very supportive company of the queer community.
Lesbian
just,
approved.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Just say, I dare you to say something. This is their logo. Subaru, I dare you.
I dare you. All right. Well, if you have thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And also, we're getting prepared for our first ever Spelling Bee contest. I think you're going to like the theme. I'm interested to see how everyone's going to do. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com. Direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Chatter Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 62. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High of 89. Tomorrow night, lows around 61. Dry with temps a bit above average. Friday and Saturday, and highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
keeping Southeast
degrees.
Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Greg Buck.
Hello!
On the air drums.
Oh, I just love air
drums. You got a lot of air musicianing today.
Because Jane, for one thing, today's music has been exceptional, but Jane is always really good at music.
She's always really good
at
music.
You take the time, you care, you put together a good playlist the entire time, and you make playlists worth air drumming toward.
Has there been a theme today that we're unaware of?
Not exactly.
What was your inspiration for today's music?
I have some bee songs.
Okay.
Yeah. The song's always...
That song was Honey Bee by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yep. Got it. Okay.
That's
We're
a heavy
talking
tune.
About the spelling bee.
We are going to talk about the spelling bee. That makes more sense.
I couldn't find any handy chicken music. I didn't realize we were going to do the chicken
Thank
discussion.
You for not playing the chicken dance.
I was just going to say, we missed the opportunity to play the chicken dance.
No.
I would have found something better than
Thank
that.
You very much.
I would have tried anyway.
Thank you. Thank
what's
you.
Your what's your beef with the chicken dance?
We banned that song from our wedding. We banned that song. We banned Celine Dion, Journey.
Why Celine Dion?
That was a practical joke against my mom.
Which Celine Dion song specifically did you not want to hear?
Yes.
All of them?
I don't like her.
Why?
I'm not a fan. But I would honestly, if my mom would have requested it, it'd been fine. But we banned all Journey.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know another Journey song besides the one that we all sing?
Actually, okay, so this is how much of a dork I am. I know a lot of Journey songs because they used to be a progressive instrumental rock band before Steve Perry joined at 4 Records, and they were pretty good. But then the rock industry was like, you need hits. And they were like, get this guy to sing. They're like, I guess. So, but yeah. What are we talking about now? I blacked out.
We're moving into the spelling bee portion of today's show.
Okay.
Because currently, well, I think it's actually over. The quarterfinals are now officially over.
Yes.
They ended at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central. So we probably could look up, and maybe we'll do this while we play the clip. There was one Wisconsin representative who made it to the quarterfinals, and we're going to look up and see if he is in the semifinals. But the semifinals air tonight at 8 p.m., the finals are tomorrow, and I love the spelling bee. I love the Scripps National Spelling Bee. How hard these kids work.
It's amazing.
How dedicated they are. How much they just love words. And spell check is my friend. And I don't think they have spelling quizzes anymore. In school. Like, I think my mom said that my younger cousins, who are quite a bit younger than me, that are still in school, like, just didn't have to do spelling tests anymore. And I certainly remember having to learn how to spell.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a skill that, it's like a muscle. If you don't work out, now that I have everything always to tell me if I've spelled it wrong or not, I can... Except, do you know when you spell something so wrong when you're texting that spell check doesn't even recognize it?
It's just shrugging at you.
And then you have to like do Google Voice into into your Google search to say the word and then see how they spell it. And you go, oh, that's how that's spelled.
I lost, fourth grade, I lost the advancement place in the spelling bee because I lost in the word beautiful.
What'd you miss?
Beautiful.
I know, but what letter? How did you remember how you spelled it?
Let me think back 35 years ago.
All right, you think. But let's do a little shout out for our friend who is hopefully made it to the semifinals, but we'll look up and see if he did or not.
And representing the state of Wisconsin and our only speller from the state this year is Aiden Wajuya Kulskuria.
Bahuvihi. B A H U V R I H I. Bahuvihi.
Correct.
Bahuvrihi, of course.
I know that. I literally, because so for the spelling bee that we're going to do next, I looked up some of the words that the finalists had to spell last year. And I was like, this isn't even going to be fun. Because none of us would spell these words right. Like,
they're
at
so
all.
Hard.
Some of them don't even know their words.
And he made the semifinals.
He did.
He did. Aiden from, he's a seventh grader from Madison.
Yeah.
And he's made the semifinals, so now we have someone to root for tonight.
You know, they could put his last name in the spelling bee, and no one would be able to spell it.
I love his last name.
His last name is spelled W I J E Y A K U L A S U R I Y A.
It's a dandy. And
Weja Kula or Saria.
And the sound, by the way, was from courtesy of TMJ4.
So. Yes, thank you, TMJ4. Yes. So representing the state of Wisconsin. Way to go, Aiden. So we'll have to check that out tonight to see if he makes it to the finals. But at least for now, in honor of the National Script Spelling Bee, when we come back from this break, we are going to do a Wisconsin-themed spelling bee. And I'm going to be the moderator.
Seems unfair.
Because I'm the host of this show.
And she makes the rules.
And I make the rules. Jane's in charge of the phones. And there's producer rules there.
I get but nothing.
I get to be the moderator of our Wisconsin-themed spelling bee. And we're going to be joined by Tyler Menz, local comedian, who is going to be with us on the other side of this. And we'll just see. I think everyone will be a winner. Especially if everyone like gets the first one wrong immediately, then everyone just has to keep playing because it's a 15-minute segment. So so stick around. When we come back, we're going to have a spelling bee. Let's see how many you in your head think you could get right. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 89. A blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
You got a raise. You got a promotion.
You got a promotion, but that's a title change.
Yeah, you used to just be like...
little pay bump, too.
Yeah, you'd be intern. You started as an intern at Big Dumb Idiot.
Hey, listen, from the ground up, baby. I'm here to stay. I'm a company man.
So what did it take... What did Greg promise you to come on live radio and flex your spelling muscles?
I can answer that. The greatest payment for any comedian. Exposure!
Exposure. Yeah. No, Greg texted me. I was like, Yeah, I'm around.
Let's do it. This is, we were playing with this all morning. I was like, I want to do a spelling bee. I don't know, because I don't know if people are going to be willing to call in and put themselves on the spot. So I'm going to make the two that who have to be here do it, and then we'll get another big dumb idiot to do it too.
Oh, that's not going away soon.
So basically, what we're going to do, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 10 words that are either Wisconsin places, Wisconsin things, that certainly are hard enough to pronounce, but let's see if we can actually spell them. And I think we'll just go around the horn. So whoever spells the most correctly will win.
I have this.
So you don't get kicked out like a normal spelling bee, because we don't just need one person spelling everything and then have no winner.
Okay, I have a style question.
Okay.
Can I write it down as I'm spelling it?
Sure, this is radio. Okay. They don't know.
Well, because it just helps me.
Oh. And so you can write it down while you're spelling it. Okay. You can also steal. So I think if we're going to start with Greg, since I'm looking straight at Greg. So if Greg gets the first one wrong, Jane, you can steal it from Greg.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you get it wrong, Tyler can steal it from you. And if he gets it wrong, then the word's dead.
Sounds good.
We'll move on to the next word.
Okay.
I get to kill the words, guys.
Or vice versa. If Tyler doesn't get a word right, Greg can steal it. Right. And we'll go in that. What is for me counterclockwise and on the live stream right now, no, is clockwise, not counterclockwise. All right. Greg Bach.
Yeah. Hi.
Number one.
Oh, God. Now I'm scared.
Poniatowski.
What?
Poniatowski.
I hate you.
It's an unincorporated community in Marathon County.
I hate that I ever helped you with this. Poniatowski?
I don't think you gave me this one. This
no,
is one
I did not.
Okay.
No.
Poniatowski.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I'm going to Poniatowski.
Give me the origin.
Probably Ojibwe.
Dead air, everyone.
I know.
We're figuring it
out. Poniatowski. I know this is P-A-W.
Already, Jane, do you know?
I'll take a shot at it.
Okay.
Poniatowski.
Say it again.
Poniatowski.
You're really close, but no.
Oh!
Tyler, do you want to try?
Jane, spell it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't want mine?
Poniatowski. Wait, can I ask the origin of the word?
I don't know what the origin is. I think it's, I'm assuming, as most of our
Polish
city names are, it's
shut up.
It's one of the tribes that are native to Wisconsin. Okay.
All right, we're going to go. I thought it ended in ski. I was like,
it does.
Okay, so here we go. Poniatowski. It's P-O-N-U.
If you could be watching the live stream right now.
Oh, my God. I don't know why you asked me to do this, Greg.
This is hard.
P-O-N-U.
Okay.
All right.
O-W-S-K-I.
No. It's P-O-N-I-A. Poniatowski.
I feel like, Jane, for when we do things like this, you need to have the prices right.
Music in the background. So we don't have it totally dead air. All right, Jane, we're going to start with the next one with you. So everyone's at zero.
All right.
Muskellunge. Muskellunge is our state fish. I was looking at all of our state symbols as potential, but most of them are not hard to spell. So then I was like, oh, maybe I'll do the actual like scientific word. But this one is the scientific word. This is actually our state fish, is a muskellunge.
Okay, I will go with M-U-S-K-E-L-L-U-N-G-E.
Woo! Jane's on the board.
I know my fish.
You know your fish.
I know my fish.
Mm. All right, Tyler, you're up. Wyawega. It's a city.
Wyawega. W. E. I. W. E. G. A.
Unfortunately, no. Greg, yeah. Greg for the steal.
Wyawega. W. E. I. A. W. A. G. A.
No.
All right.
Jane?
Wyawega. W-E-Y-A-W-E-G-A.
W-E-Y-A-W-E-G-A. You're missing a U.
I'm missing a U. There, where is the U?
Wow, we're really, this is really hard. This is way harder than I thought it was going to be. There's a, it's W-E-Y-A-U-W-E-G-A.
Well, that up at night, I'll be flying wide awake.
Who started that word?
That was me.
Tyler did.
All right, so you should be able to get this one.
Didn't I start with, oh yeah, we're in three now. Oh, yeah,
we're back. Four. So oh, we're, oh. Jane has one. Leinenkugel. Leinenkugel's, this is obviously the beer up in Chippewa, originally from Chippewa Falls, now part of Molson Coors.
I'm going to get this wrong on one letter. I know it.
Okay.
Leinenkugel.
You got it.
Ah!
Well
Greg
done.
Greg Bach on the board.
I did it.
Well done.
All right, Jane.
Yeah. Okay.
Antetokounmpo. As in Giannis.
Annetokounmpo.
Did you say A-N-N?
A-N-N.
No.
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 Okay.
Tyler, for the steal?
A-N-T-E-N-T-A-K-U-M-P-O.
Say it again.
A-N-T-E-N-T-A-K-U-M-P-O.
No. Over to you, Greg.
Over to you, Greg.
Q. 4-8 ampersand. I don't know. I know that one I can't do. That
it's A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O.
Oh, there's a tricky N in there too.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
Where's our Jack Black song when we need it? Antetokounmpo. Antetokounmpo. We love you.
You.
All right, who's up?
Tyler, I believe.
Tyler.
No, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Camouflage.
Oh, so easy.
Camouflage.
We need him on the board.
Camouflage. C-A-M-M-O-F-L-A-U-G-E.
Say it one more time.
C-A-M-M-O-F-L-A-U-G-E.
Unfortunately, no.
Man, I'm striking out.
Greg Bach for the steal.
C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E.
Say it one more time.
C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E.
Got it.
Well done.
All right, Greg's got
He's up two.
Jane's got one. Tyler, we're going to get you on the board, I promise. All right, Jane. Trampolo.
Ooh.
It's a city.
T-R-E-M-P-E-L-E-A-U.
Say it one more time, slower.
T-R-E-M-P-E-L-E-A-U.
Ooh, yeah.
I missed it by one.
You missed it by one. Oh! Tyler for the steal?
This is a French word, Trempolo, probably.
Yeah.
Trempolo County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's by the Mississippi.
I'd like some butter on my Trempolo.
Trempolo. T-R-E-M-P-E. A-L-E-A-U.
Woo! Tyler's on the board!
Dude! Trempolo. You got Trempolo.
Trempolo, yeah.
Impressive.
Tyler Trempolo.
All right. We don't have many left, but I'm going to give you this one, Greg.
Okay.
Or no. Who just started that one?
Jane.
I started.
Jane started. So it's Tyler. Tyler. Yeah. Kinnickinnick.
Oh,
God.
How many N's in Kinnickinnick?
I should know. I go two blocks down the street and find out. I got to write it down.
Okay.
This is
like so impressive that these kids do it without, because they can't write it down when they're up there.
No.
And just to be able to sit there and visually think about what it looks like.
And see it in their heads.
Because these are words, you know, a lot of us have seen these. Well, maybe some of the Trempolo and Poniatowski, I have not been to those towns, if I'm being totally honest.
Worked with Bob Poniatowski.
But Kinnickinnick in Milwaukee, we see a lot.
Yep. Yeah, totally.
And Antetokounmpo we see a lot. And then you're like, wait, I've never thought about how to actually spell those words. All right, you got it, Tyler?
Kinnikinnick. KK. That's how we say it, right?
That's how you spell it, KK.
That's how you spell it, KK. K and K. No, Kinnikinnick. K-I-N-N-I-C-K-I-N-N-I-K.
Oh!
So close.
So close. Greg, you want to steal it?
K-I-N-N-I-C-K-I-N-N-I-C.
Got it.
Well done. Wow. Greg
it's just
Kinnick.
Kinnick. Kinnick.
Greg is crushing
it. Does anyone else, when you're spelled Mississippi, still go M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I in your head? Or is that just me?
I've heard people say M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I, like when they say it like that. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
All right.
Crazy.
I think we only have one more, and you just stole that one, right?
I did.
So we're going to end on this one, since you gave it to me this morning.
Hey, I won't remember it now.
Diarrhea, which is associated to Wisconsin based on our diet. Not
Yeah, this is my own.
You planted this one too.
Okay, yeah, I can't spell the word.
Diarrhea.
Sure, cool.
You got it?
Is it me starting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. D-I-A-R-R-E-A-H. Antetokounmpo.
We love you. All right, Jane, for the steal.
Oh, man. D-I-R-R-E-A-H?
No. Tyler for the steal? Tyler has kids, so I feel like maybe he has a better chance of it. He's seen a lot more diarrhea than we have lately.
Tyler's a working comic. Tyler has diarrhea. That
would have been. I was going to say, Tyler's a working comic. He's
diarrhea. D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
H-E-A?
H-E-A.
Yes, Tyler got it.
Way to go.
All right. Well, on that note, Greg got 3.
Incredible.
Tyler got 2. Jane got 1.
I'm a failure.
You're not a failure at all. That was way harder than expected.
And I'm like...
All right, well, the couple minutes we have left, Tyler, since you're here, anything, any shows coming up you want to plug where people can come check you out?
Yeah, I've got Voyager every second Tuesday of the month at Landmark Lane in Milwaukee.
Historic
That's Landmark a fun Lane. Historic Lane. And Moon Room of Landmark Lanes. It's a fun half stand-up, half improv show. It's one of the fun ones in the city. And then on the 22nd, I will be in Waukesha at Maddie's, opening for my good friend Johnny Beaner. So
fun. Well, nice. We will send me those dates and I'll add it to our show notes for today. But thank you for putting yourself out there. And everyone's a winner, like I said. But Tyler Benz, thank you so much for playing with us.
Thanks, you big dummy.
Glad I got diarrhea. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. All right, when we come back, we will talk about who was at the Laughing Tap this weekend and wrap up today's show. Stick around.
Follow me for the changes. Antetokounmpo, Antetokounmpo, Antetokounmpo. 1, 2, 3. Antetokounmpo, Antetokounmpo, Antetokounmpo.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 61. Overnight, under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High of 89. 61 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Upper 80s Friday. Turning cooler on Saturday with highs in the mid 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Broadcasting to southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha. Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
My dad said, be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in line.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and he is Greg Bach. And Greg, who's going to be at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
The one, the only Jackie Cation, South Milwaukee's own Jackie
Ooh.
Cation. Jackie has been on Two Dope Queens. She's been on the James Corden Show. She has done Conan. She is an amazing workhorse of a comedian. Has two great podcasts, the Jackie and Lori Show. We just had Lori Kilmartin.
Mm. Oh, they do the podcast together.
They do the podcast together. And then she has her own podcast called The Dork Forest, where people come on and talk about things they're dorky about. And I believe, Jane, we have a clip.
We do. Take a listen.
An amazing show. This is what I look like, you guys. I have always looked like this, some version of this, since I was a China child, which is either your favorite aunt or someone who is going to call the cops for no reason. Not a reason. I am also a she-her. That's what this is. This is a she-her, you guys. I have seen it done better. I have made peace with it. But here's the thing. This is a she-her. Some people are a he-him, right? And other people are a they-them. Have you heard about it? It's the greatest idea in the world, the they-them. First, it's just people who want to be people first, right? Because it doesn't have anything to do with sexy times, right? It isn't for who you want to squish with, right? It's all just how you want to be treated like a person, right? Now, I'm a she-her. Some people are he-him. Some people are a they-them. I love a they-them for so many reasons. When I was a little girl, and I was, I didn't mind it. I did not mind it, but I didn't always want to be a little girl, right? Because this is gender, right? Sometimes I wanted to be a little boy, and sometimes I wanted to be an adult woman. And for two solid years, I wanted to be Snoopy.
I mean, it's just, she's fantastic. I mean, she's wonderful. She's super nice. Like I said, South Milwaukee's pride. And she will be at the Laughing Tap for four shows this weekend. Two Friday, two Saturday. Tickets available at laughingtap.com. And it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I won't be there.
I know, because you're going to be performing in Chicago.
I know. I'll be at the Den Theater.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No, I've done...
Do you get nervous?
Not really. Like, the most nervous I've been in recent times when I did a show at Lakefront Brewery, and that was because all my coworkers were there.
Mm.
And they were like, we're so excited to see you. I'm like, oh, God, I hope you think I'm funny. But generally, I don't get super nervous. I'll have a little bit of the some butterflies, but as soon as I get on stage and I make them laugh once, that's it. Yeah. I'm good. I'm done. And then it's just on for the rest of my set.
Yeah.
But I've also done the Den Theater too. I did it last June. I'll be opening once again for Hari Kondabolu, hosting four shows with Sabine Sadiq featuring. So if you live in the Chicago area, you're hearing this, come down to the Chicago area. Den Theater, four shows as well. If you want to go see Jackie Cation, Laughing Tap, it's going to be great. We're gonna have a great time. I'm sad to miss it, but she will have a blast.
I just love the fact that she's from South Milwaukee, and I know that we have local comics, but I think we tend to forget and just assume that everyone funny is from one of the coasts.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Just not true.
Nope.
Does she still live in Milwaukee?
No, she lives in LA.
Okay,
you gotta be where the work is.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, exactly. She's lived in LA for a long. She's from South Milwaukee. She went to Madison, then she moved to Minnesota. That's where she started comedy up in Minnesota. Then she moved to LA, but she still comes back to Wisconsin quite a bit, and she has a lot of roots and a lot of family here. So, you know, it's definitely worth saying, you know, she's one of us.
Support the dorky.
Yep. Oh, yeah. She is just Yeah.
The Dork Forest. Yep. I think that's that. I think I might have to name. add that to my my roundup.
I think she's somewhere around like 600 or 700 episodes.
Oh wow.
She's been doing it for a long time.
That's really fun.
So yeah. So Jackie Cation, gonna be awesome. Get your tickets.
How much are those tickets, Greg?
Those tickets are only $20 with
what?
Zero drink minimum. And hey, if you're not doing anything tonight, folks, we have the open mic as well. You want to come see some people working on material? You want to do material for the first time ever? Are you a comic who wants to try some new jokes? Laughing Tap tonight. 6 p.m. we open. 7 p.m. the sign up goes out. 7:30 show starts.
How many people do you average for the open mic?
On the list or period?
How many people get up on average?
Anywhere between usually 25 to 45.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
I'm stunned.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
How late are you there?
Well, we start at 7:30, and if we have, like, we've only done 45 people once. It's only happened once. Everyone got 4 minutes, so we're 2.5 hours or so. I mean, it's what you do.
No, I know. I'm impressed that that many people in Milwaukee are out, yeah, and being like, let's practice.
And what was great is like we get people from Chicago and Madison and visiting comics coming through, and it's just a nice way to meet people and to, you know, connect. And sometimes you get some not so great people getting on stage, but you know what, they are far outweighed by the ones who, if they're not good at what they do, they're trying hard. Mm-hmm. And you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, the Laughs on Tap open mic tonight at whole thing starts at 7:30, but if you want to sign up, I tell you now, get there at like 6:30 when we open, because that sign up goes fast. Mm-hmm. Like by 7:05, we're 20 deep.
Whew.
Yeah.
Wow. It's just a great place to go and look at the process. I just think the whole process of writing comedy and testing out jokes, and it's a craft.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And also, speaking of, I just want to really quick before we have to get out of here, I just finished the Liberal Rednecks Manifesto, written in part by Corey Forrester.
Who was on the show.
He and Trey Crowder, as well as Drew Morgan, they wrote a book together in 2016. I just got it on the Audible recently. I listened to it. Super fun.
Very good.
Very good. I
highly recommend.
And get the Audible version. Get the audiobook, because you get to listen to them talk.
Yeah.
With their thick accents, and they talk about that a lot, and I love it. So,
well, great. Well, and also, side note, if you ever want to do a tour at Lakefront Brewery,
that's true.
I can now highly recommend. I don't know how you would do this, because I knew that it was going to be a tour with you, because I have your phone number and I could text you. But it's not announced who your tour guide is going to be.
No, it's not.
But if you can be lucky enough to get Greg Bach as your tour guide at Lakefront Brewery, highly recommend.
I'll tell
my
you.
My parents were laughing very hard.
Which is good, because your father, he's very stoic looking.
Very stoic looking, very tall.
Very, very tall.
But yeah, he was laughing.
After the whole thing was done, he came up to me and said, I'm Kristen's father. I'm like, I know, sir.
you look a lot alike.
Yeah, and your mom gave us great compliments on the show, and it was fun. And we good time. I'm glad the four of you came out.
Yeah.
And it was great to see you.
It was very fun. So I highly recommend checking out the Lakefront Brewery tour if you have not done that yet. And if you can happen to get Greg as your guide, even better. All right. Well, that'll about do it for us today. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show and listening to the show. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday at 11. But Monday, we're going to be here at 10. So two more 3-hour shows. That's it. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk and Sports.